We're up to Perek Shvi of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the seventh chapter of the Laws of the Foundations of Torah. This is on page Yud in most standard editions of the Rambam. In this chapter, the Rambam talks about prophecy. Halacha Aleph. Misodei Hadas is one of the fundamental teachings of Judaism. Shakel Menaveh Bnei HaAdam. That God causes certain people to be prophets. Prophecy rests only on someone who is wise, who is great in his wisdom, and who is mighty in controlling his emotions and his character. His impulses, never, that is his evil impulses, are never stronger and get the upper hand of him in anything. With his knowledge, he always overcomes any bad impulse, tamid constantly. And he has a broad knowledge, nechona, and a proper knowledge of Mia, very much so. Now a person has all of these attributes, the prerequisites of intellectual and moral greatness. Shalom begufei, and whole in his body. Yishikonis lepardes, when he enters the study of the deeper teachings of the Torah. Yamshach boson and yonam agdolam arachokim, and he continues in those great and abstract teachings, those things, those metaphysical teachings. The tielo dea nachona lahavon lahasik, and he has a proper understanding to know and to grasp. And he makes himself holy. The holy, or parish, he goes on, makes himself holy, and separates himself, midarki kalo'am, from the ways of the general people. Aholchem the machshachi asman, who follow the darkness of time. In other words, who follow the transient physical pursuits. He doesn't do that. Aholchem zaraz atzmo, he, on the other hand, goes and makes himself vigorous in the pursuit of good things. Umalamed nafsho, and he teaches himself, shlotilo machshava klal bech midvar betelem. He has not a single thought of empty matters. Velo mahavle hazman, and out of the vanities of time, dachbelosov and its plots. Daita pluyotamid lamaila, his mind is always open and turning towards that which is above. Kshur tachas akise, bound to under the throne of God's glory. To understand those holy and pure forms of the angels. He also gazes upon all of the wisdom of Hashem's creation. Yitzura Rishona, from the very first form, the highest angel. Atab Haaretz, till the very belly of the earth. Yidei Mehen Gadol, and he knows from examining all of these things the greatness of Hashem. Miyad, immediately, Ruach HaKodesh Shar Olav, inspired spirit of holiness rests upon him. Ube'esha Tenuach Olav HaRuach, when this spirit of holiness rests upon him, Tesareid Napsho B'mailas HaMalachim HaNekram Ishim, his soul mingles on the level of angels that are known as Ishim. As Rava mentioned previously, that's the lowest level of the angels. The Alfeich Lishacher, he's transformed to another kind of person. The Yavin Bedaito, he'll understand in his own mind, Shena Kamoshahaya, that he isn't what he was before. But that he was elevated above the quality of other people, a Chachamim who are wise. Shenema B'Shaul, as it says concerning Shaul, when he experienced prophecy, Visnabesa Imam, Virafakta Lishacher. You will prophesize with them and you will be transformed into another man. Now the Lechem Mishnah points out that the Rambam discusses in Mar Nevuchim whether if a person is fit for prophecy, he'll automatically become a prophet. And there he takes the position that he doesn't automatically become a prophet. He becomes a prophet only if it is God's will. Here he seems to be saying that he automatically becomes inspired with Ruach HaKodesh. And the Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't mean that it's automatically. It means that he's fit for it, and he's ready for it to come upon him. As the Rambam himself says a few paragraphs later, in Halacha Hay, that sometimes the Shekhinah does not rest on a person who's working at it. And that does depend on Hashem's will. Halacha Beis, and via Milas, Milas saying the various qualities among the prophets. Moshish b'chachma, chacham gadol mechavero, just as among, in the area of wisdom, there is one sage greater than his fellow. Chachma nevuah, navi gadol menavi, so in prophecy, there are some prophets greater than their fellows. Kulamin ro mara nevuah, b'chalom b'chezin laila, all prophets, with the exception of Moshe, as we'll soon see their dream see their prophecy in a dream and a vision of the night. Or beyom, or even in the day, but when a deep sleep, like a trance, falls upon them. As it says, v'mare lo v'svada, in a vision I will appear, make myself known to him, v'chalom adabibo, in a dream I will speak to him. V'kulei kishim esnavim, all of them, when they prophesy, z'ebrim esda'azim, their limbs tremble, v'koach aguf kosho, and the power of the body is weak, v'shtaneseyim esdarfos, their senses get all mixed up. The mind itself remains free to understand what it sees. It's like the body sort of goes on the blink and doesn't function. The mind alone is seeing the vision. Like it says by Abraham, behold, the great darkness, the fear was falling upon him. It says by Daniel, behold, body turned upon itself, and I wasn't able to hold any strength in. Halacha Gimel. Advarim shemadim lenavi b'mayin nevuah derech moshel madim lo. Those things revealed to the prophet in his prophecy is told in the form of a parable. U'miyad yichakek b'libo pisron ha-moshel b'mayin nevuah. Now, part of the prophetic experience is that he immediately knows with his heart the meaning of the parable. He knows exactly what it is. In other words, he doesn't have to guess. That in itself is part of the prophetic experience. For example, the ladder that Yaakov, our patriarch, saw with the angels going up and down. This was a parable for the future kingdoms and how they would enslave the Jews. Like the angels known as the Chayas that Yechezkel saw, which looked like wild beasts, Vasir Nafuach, Umakel Shoket Shor Yirmia, the bubbling pot and the stick that blossomed with almonds that Yirmia saw, Megillah Shor Yechezkel, the scroll that Yechezkel saw, V'Efa Shor Zechariah, the measuring cup that Zechariah saw, V'Chayar Neviim, and similarly the other prophets. Some of them relate in their books the parable plus its interpretation, like the ones we just mentioned. Others just say the interpretation. They don't bother telling us what the parable that they based their interpretation on was. Sometimes they say only the parable and they don't tell you the explanation. Like some of the prophecies of Yechezkel and Zechariah. However, all of them, whether they tell us what their parable is or whether they don't, they all prophesy through the parable and riddle in this sort of concealed sort of way. Again, the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu will be discussed shortly. Halacha Dalet, Kol Neviim Ein Mesnavim B'Chol Esh Yirtzu, all of the prophets do not prophesy whenever they want to. And V'chavdim Daitam V'yoshim Smechim V'Tovilovim Mesbodedim. They concentrate, they sit with joy in their hearts and alone. Prophecy does not rest from depression or from or laziness, but from joy. The students of the prophets have before him these various musical instruments, drums and tambourines and harps. They mavashim anavua, lyres. They are looking for prophecy. They are hoping that the mood will be correct and they will be inspired with prophecy. And this is what the pasuk says, they were making themselves into prophets. Kalmar, this means, they were walking along the way of prophecy, and shinavu, until they would prophesize. Like you say, so-and-so is making himself great, is working at becoming great, in the same way they worked at being prophets. Hey, these people who are seeking to prophesy are called the sons of the prophets. students of the prophets. Even though they concentrate, perhaps the Shekhinah will rest, perhaps it will not, as we mentioned before. Halakha Vav, Korban Shamanu Hindeth Nevuah L'chol HaNeviyim Rishonim V'Achronim Chutz Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shekol HaNeviyim. All that we said until now is the way of prophecy for all of the prophets, the first ones, the later ones, with the one exception of Moshe, our rabbi, who is the teacher of all prophets. What is the difference between the prophecy of Moshe and the prophecy of the other prophets? All of the prophets, they prophesy in a dream or a vision. Moshe, when he prophesies, is awake, standing straight. He doesn't fall down. As it says, when Moshe would come into the old Moed to speak to Hashem, he would hear the voice speaking to him, direct voice. All prophets prophesy to an angel. This explains why the Rambam said before that they see through a parable and a riddle. Moshe ben Eloi de Malach. But Moshe doesn't speak through the angel, or doesn't prophesy through the angel. As it says, Hashem says, I speak to him mouth to mouth. But now it says, Hashem will speak to Moshe face to face.
Namar, and it says, "Tmunas Hashem Yabit." He looks upon the image of Hashem. Klomar, Shein Shem Moshel. There is no parable there with Moshe. Ro Adavar Aburyo. He sees the matter clearly. Blo Chida Blo Moshel, without a riddle or a parable. Ushatar Midolav. In this matter, the Torah testifies about Moshe. The Mara Velo Bchidos, with a direct seeing and not with riddles. He doesn't testify with a riddle, but he sees the matter clearly. Another difference. All of the prophets are filled with fear and sort of melt at the onset of the prophecy. Moshe is not so. Moshe Kosovoma, the Pasuk says, like a man talks to his friend. This means, just like a person is not confused when he hears the words of his friend. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the strength to hear the words of prophecy as he stood firmly, standing straight, standing firm. Another difference. All of the prophets do not prophesy whenever they want to. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't okay. Moshe is not so. Whenever he wants to, the spirit of holiness would encompass him, would enclose him. Then the prophecy would rest upon him. He doesn't have to concentrate and prepare himself for it. He's always ready. He's always prepared for it. He's always standing like an angel. Therefore, he could prophesy at any time. As it says, Indu v'shma meitzav Hashem lachem. Stand and I will say, Moshe told the daughters of Tzlafat, stand and I will say what Hashem will tell me. In other words, we learned before in the Rambam that the other prophets had to prepare themselves and make themselves ready, and then perhaps Hashem would reveal himself to them. But Moshe, whenever he wanted to, the spirit of prophecy would rest upon him. It was Eftich HaKel, Hashem promised him in this. Shinamar, Lechem alahem shuvu lachem lahalechem. Va'atapo amodi madi. Hashem told Moshe to tell the Jews, go back to your tents, but you, Moshe, stay with me. Halamadit to this teaches the Shekonon v'yim kishenavu mistalekes mehem chosim la'olam. All of the prophets, when the prophecy goes away from them, they go back to their tents, which means shutzach yaguv kulam. All of the needs of the body. Kisharam, like the regular people. The fikach in poshim nishasem, therefore they're not separated from their wives. Moshe ben Elchazel Allah Harishon, that Moshe did not return to his first tent and to just living the way of the world, because he was in a constant state of readiness for prophecy. This is why he was always separated from his wife. From anything else having to do with involvement in the material, worldly things. His mind was bound to the rock of the world, or the eternal rock of Hashem. For the glory never departed from Moshe. Karnapanov, his face was shining radiantly with light. And his Kaddish Kimlachim, he was sanctified like the angels. Now that we know who can be a prophet and how the prophetic vision takes place, as well as the distinction between Moshe's prophecy and other prophets, now we have to know when exactly the prophet prophesies and for what purpose. Halacha Zayin. Anavi Epshishin of Osel Atzim of Avad, Lahark of Libo, Lahos of Daito. Sometimes the prophecy may be only for the benefit of the prophet himself, to broaden his heart, to increase his knowledge, so that he knows something that he didn't know before of these great things about Hashem. Perhaps he may be sent to one of the nations of the earth or the people of a city or kingdom to prepare them, to tell them what they should do, to let them know, or to stop them from the bad things that they're doing. When a prophet is sent, he's given a sign that he could be able to do so that the people will know that Hashem really sent him. Now, a prophet is given a sign, but not everyone who has a sign is believed that he is a prophet. So how do you know? How can you tell whether a person is a prophet or not? Only a person who we know from the first place that he's worthy of prophecy because of his wisdom, because of his actions, because he's superior to all of his contemporaries. And he was going along the way of Nevoah, the Kedushasa, the Prishusa, with its holiness, with its separateness. Then he came along and did a sign and a wonder, the Amar, and he said, Shekel Shocho, that Hashem sent him, then mitzvah l'shma b'menu, then it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Shemem, as it says, they love Tishma'u, and you should listen to him. Now, if he has Shishiyas El Samovas Ve'enavi, V'zeha'os Yishlod V'ambago, it is still possible that he may make a sign, and a miracle, and he's not a prophet. And there's something in this miracle that makes it not genuine. Something in the sign. In other words, the Rambam was asking a very good question. Maybe this is a pious and a good man, and seems very holy and good, and he does a sign and a wonder and it comes true. Now we're supposed to listen to him. Well, can we be absolutely sure? Isn't it still possible that he just made up the sign or somehow, some way the sign came true, but he's not a prophet? So the Rambam says, Vapa became mitzvah shmolo. Hov Adam. Nevertheless, it is a mitzvah to listen to him, because he is a great and wise man, and is worthy of prophecy. Therefore, we assume that he is what he says he is. The Torah commands us to listen to him. Just as we're commanded to decide a law according to the testimony of two kosher witnesses. It is, of course, possible that these two witnesses lied, and yet we listen to them. Since they have a reputation of being kosher, being fit and reliable, we maintain that they are reliable in what they say. In other words, the Torah tells us to believe a witness. Is it impossible that the witness is a liar? Of course it's possible. But if we fulfill the laws of the Torah and follow the criteria of the Torah, then we're supposed to believe them. And the same with the prophet. If he meets all of the criteria, then we are supposed to believe him that he's a prophet. Concerning this and similar things, Namur it says, and Istaris Hashem Alakenu, the hidden things belong to Hashem our God. But the revealed things are ours and our children. We can't read the heart of the prophet and we're not expected to. The revealed things, the laws that determine whether we should believe him as a prophet or not, that is our responsibility. In other words, it says in Pasuk, Yodim Yirlei Naim, a man sees by his eyes. Hashem Yirlei Levav, and Hashem sees to the heart. And the Torah says, when making these kind of judgments, you follow the criteria, and you do judge for what you can see with your eyes.